B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, welcome into Zolak and Bertrand. We're on the road today. It's a road show. We're in Foxborough.
Audio road show.
Hey. It's an audio road show.
Does it sound like they've slowed down the entrance song here?
No.
Oh.
You okay?
Feels like everything's in slow motion.
No. I don't feel
Why
that way at
do
all.
You say that?
Shut up, Artie.
As you can tell, I don't think we've ever done a show from this room before.
Correct. We usually do it from the adjoining room. A smaller
show. So we got new surroundings.
Yeah.
You've done shows from this room.
I have, but not this particular show.
No.
I think maybe Zoe and I did one years before we were on TV. We may have done one in here.
Yep.
But not on TV. So if you're watching us on the simulcast, it looks a little different.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
I'm standing if that's okay with you.
It's fine. You look like a game show host.
Wow.
And Hardy and I are the two contestants. Pressure luck.
A tree.
No whammy.
A bush. A bench.
Blackhawk down.
Things you find in a park. Oh.
Bench.
Right. That's the one you should have got.
Okay.
Can I start today with something, a piece of advice?
Yeah.
For news media here in Boston?
Sure. Yeah.
We're not news media. We're not journalists. We're entertainers, as we like to say, right? We're not journalists. Entertainers.
We're a sports talk show.
Well, I have a journalism degree that I haven't quite put to use yet, but yeah.
I dabbled in a few classes here and there in it, but no.
I'm not a journalist.
Nope, not a journalist.
I love how I get attacked on Twitter.
I'm not a reporter. I like to entertain.
Yeah.
Nice reporting.
I love how sometimes I get attacked on Twitter. Like, be classy, you're a journalist.
Nope.
No, not
my job.
No.
That's someone else's job, but that doesn't stop me from criticizing those who do the job. Let's just say that. I'm not criticizing, though. I'm here to offer a little piece of advice.
Oh, who are you upset with?
I'm not upset with anybody. I'm going to offer advice to those in the news media.
Oh, good.
In Boston.
Oh.
I'm sure they're all calling each other right now and say, we're about to get some valuable advice from Bertrand.
It's free advice.
Oh. They're going, hashtag blessed we are.
It's free advice. It's free.
You lucky people, you.
It's absolutely free. I will not charge for it. You might want to start doing a little digging on this story that popped up yesterday. If you're the Boston Globe, you already ran an AP story on it today. Here's the AP headline that you ran today.
May not want to run this.
No. You, if you're doing your job.
Right. But if you're the Globe.
If you're the Boston Globe, the paper of record in this city, you might want to do a little more digging on this. You sent all these reporters to the Dominican last month.
Right.
Or 2 months ago now. You might want to do a little more digging on this particular story. Here's the headline.
No, nothing to see here.
Ex-Major League Baseball players, Octavio Dotel and Luis Castillo, among those charged in drug ring in Dominican Republic.
Ooh.
And you think, oh.
Who brought this up a while back?
That's interesting. A couple former Major League players. Now, those guys are guys who made millions of dollars playing Major League Baseball. Those are not guys who played, you know, a couple days in the league. Okay, those Octavio Dotel, that guy made a lot of money playing ball. He was around for a while. I'm not going to read the AP story because the AP story doesn't link the things together that need to be linked together. I'm going to go to the Houston Chronicle.
Okay.
They've got the best story on it today, at least from what I've found.
Uh-huh.
Credit to Matt Young from the Houston Chronicle. He writes, former Astros closer Octavio Dotel was arrested as part of a drug trafficking investigation on Tuesday, according to the country's attorney general. Goes on to say, both Dotel and former big leaguer Luis Castillo are linked to a money laundering network that involves Cesar Emilio Peralta.
Ooh.
Do you remember that name?
Sure do.
Rings a bell?
El Abusador.
Yeah. How's his girlfriend?
Who was also accused of putting a hit on former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz.
Oh. Not the case. Mistaken identity, Beetle, but go ahead.
Peralta, got the wrong guy.
Has denied any involvement in Ortiz being shot in June.
Good enough for me.
Okay, so Matt Young.
Case closed.
Matt Young of the Houston Chronicle puts it in the second paragraph.
Oh, God.
I mean, he puts it in there right away.
Oh.
The first paragraph is one sentence. Dotel was arrested. The second paragraph is he was arrested with Castillo, and he's linked in money laundering and drugs in a network with the guy who is also accused of putting the hit on David Ortiz. He seems to tie that together pretty quickly. I haven't seen anybody here sort of make that link in the last 24 hours, the way this writer seemed to put it together in 6 seconds.
Did you want to make that link?
Should there be an update on the David Ortiz story maybe today?
Nope. We're just worried about
that the guy that put the hit on David Ortiz also happened to be in a drug network with other former major league ballplayers? Isn't that sort of, I don't know. I mean, what's going on there? What was David Ortiz involved in?
Nothing.
Doesn't this just beg more questions and need more answers?
There's too many oddities to this story to begin with.
And before,
that's an odd coincidence, man.
And before the David Ortiz incident, you wonder how many other stories involving this guy and people either operating within or around Major League Baseball and stories about them kind of fell through the cracks. You know, it's kind of like a spotlight situation, Beetle.
Right.
It's like, did we ever cover this?
Perfect for
actually,
the Globe, though, right?
We went back and checked the clips. We did cover this. We just never connected it all and made all the stuff. This seems like an obvious connection that needs to be brought up. The Chronicle made the connection, as you said, in the second paragraph of their story. The Houston Chronicle seems like something that deserves a little more looking into.
You would think. But I haven't seen any of that today.
If you,
I'm looking for that story. I think it's time they write that story.
I don't understand how you sent people down there, but we really don't know who they sent. But it was minimal.
Octavio Dotel played 15 years in the major leagues. 15 years he was around.
It's a different world, man. Different world down there. Why don't you send? Why wouldn't they send Bob Holler down there and just tell him stay there for a couple months and just do some digging? Bob Holler might end up in someone's trunk. I don't know if anybody wants to cover this.
Octavio Dotel, career earnings, according to Baseball Reference, $41 million.
What are you doing?
$41 million. Does a guy who made $41 million in his career necessarily need to be involved with a drug kingpin, laundering money,
maybe a guy
fronting money for a drug operation? Maybe, no, he doesn't need to, maybe he was.
Maybe a guy's been in the minors. Maybe
does
a guy
he need
that,
to?
No. That has his residence there in the Dominican. Maybe it's a guy that has 1.2 in career earnings. Maybe that's the type of guy. Not a guy that has $41 million in the bank.
Well, he doesn't need to, but if he feels compelled to by somebody and is threatened with violence, if he doesn't and says, if you don't get involved with me, then you're going to end up getting shot in the back while you sit outside a cafe with some of your friends.
Exactly.
Or maybe you were involved and then all of a sudden you want it out and you say, you can't get out. That's another part of it. Maybe you were funding something and now you said, you know what?
No more.
Analyze this. Analyze this and analyze that. Remember when Robert De Niro, I don't want this anymore. I want out.
Same thing.
Yes.
Good connection.
Exactly.
I tell you, Doc, what are you saying to me? Yes.
We
can do all the speculating.
There's all kinds of speculating you can do, but it's just an odd coincidence that longtime major league players end up connected to El Abusador.
Right. One of the
Caesar the Abuser. Cesar El Abusador.
El Abusador. That guy. The guy who's alleged, he denies any involvement, alleged to have put the hit on Ortiz.
I forgot about that part. So we're really just spinning our wheels here. He didn't have anything to do with it. He said he didn't.
And honestly, who knows who did and who didn't have anything
to
do with it.
For me.
Based on the investigation down there, and based on the press conference that was put on down there, and based on the investigating body in the Dominican Republic. Let's consider all of these
things. What? Let's go back to that press conference. That's a good point you bring up. How do you sit there and cover that press conference, take that press conference, and not stay there and ask more after that press conference? Just say, okay, that is forwarded. That's, you know what? That's how they run things down here. We're good. How do you not advance things after that disaster that went on that one day?
Cesar, the abuser.
I don't think it's fair to say that the abuser, while he may abuse his business rivals and sometimes even colleagues, I don't think it's fair to say that he would abuse our trust by lying about something so important as the David Ortiz situation.
Words good enough.
That's unfair to the abusador, Beetle.
Yes.
Let's play fair. How does it actually translate? Is it the abuser or the abusive one?
I'm not sure.
The actual translation.
I'm not sure. We'd have to ask our callers.
I think
we'd have to ask our callers. They're usually good with this.
I think we should show them the proper amount of respect and call them the abusive one. It's a little more formal.
Cesar the abuser. Cesar el abusador.
Okay.
The abuser. Castillo, 15 years in the majors as well, mostly with the Marlins and the Mets. Three-time All-Star. He's got money in the bank. Castillo made nearly $57 million in his career. Dotel, over $40 million in his career.
So you're talking about two guys involved with over $90 million in career earnings. And
you're talking about two guys that combined made nearly $100 million. These are not guys that are struggling to get by.
No, that type of funding and that type of money, you could move a lot of
got drafted,
drugs.
Never really made any money, and then had to go home to the Dominican, essentially, as failed. No, these are guys who...
No, these are guys that are in... I know that it's not as much money that as David Ortiz made in his career, but guys with similar means, right?
Yes.
Tens of millions of dollars available to them.
And
similar means.
Maybe this is the tip of it where you've got a bunch of guys in on it. You can move a lot of drugs with that type of money.
Was it just about messing around with the wrong girl?
That is just too... Nope. Too coincidence, too much, too commonplace.
It wasn't about that at all. It was mistaken identity.
Yeah, dummy.
They misidentified the most identifiable man in the entire country. What doesn't make sense about that?
Oh, you mean the biggest man out of that entire crowd at the one table?
He didn't recognize the most recognizable guy
in the
entire country.
With the big diamond in his earring?
No, it happens. What's the problem?
617-779-0985, the telephone number.
I wish Shaughnessy was in today.
That's the free advice I have. Maybe you should start looking into that story. What happened there? How did they know about Octavio Dotel?
I don't know,
Luis Castillo.
I don't know that
what
they're
going on in this drug ring.
It's your tonality issue, Beetle. It's don't phrase it as advice. Say you have an idea. I have an idea.
I have an idea.
I have an idea.
I have an idea.
I have a story idea.
Does anyone else have a story idea? 617-779-0985. You can offer free advice to the Boston Globe.
Not advice.
Or the remnants of the Boston Herald.
Story ideas.
I don't know if they printed a paper today. I don't know. They're like a day-by-day thing right now. They're struggling. Any other newspaper you might want to offer an idea story to, we'll accept that today.
Maybe the Metro.
Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
No.
No?
I don't think so. No. They're that one newspaper.
The one on
the
T. Right? Isn't that the Metro?
We'll find out and let you know.
Oh, a proper
right
Bostonian.
After this, Zolak and Bertrand from Foxborough today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Two former Major League Baseball players are under arrest tonight. Retired pitcher Octavio Dotel is in custody, and former infielder Luis Castillo cited as well as authorities in the Dominican Republic moved in to arrest more than a dozen people in an alleged drug laundering operation. Castillo has denied the allegation.
And without trying to be a wise ass about all this, I really think no one wants to touch the story because we all like David Ortiz.
Right. Do you think people even want to talk about this?
I think that's what it comes down to.
Then why are people loaded online wanting to talk about this?
I don't know that people,
I disagree.
I don't know that people really do want to talk about it.
I don't know.
But I think that's part of it. I don't think people really like the story because they like him. We all do. Who doesn't like David Ortiz? Everyone loves David Ortiz.
Well, when you're talking about these type of people and this is what you're involved with and you almost got murdered, I don't think people would turn their back. I think people do want to talk about that.
Let's go to Pat, who's in the car. What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey. What's up?
So, yeah, when everything came out there right from the get-go, I just thought the whole thing was dirty. And like you say, Beto, I think because of Poppy and who he is. But I don't know if I'd want to be a reporter and go hang out over there for a month and go sniffing around. But it seems awful peculiar that he was warned about staying away from someone's girl, and then the following day he bought the girl a car or something, and then he ends up Lexus. Shot in the back or the same day. I mean, it's just the whole thing's dirty. But I'll sit and listen. That's all I think.
Well, I just think it's suspicious. The whole thing is very suspicious. Everything about it has been suspicious. The story is suspicious. The story from authorities has been suspicious. The press conference, very shady. Right down to the interpreter, shady.
Say you had Boston's number one investigative team that worked in conjunction with the police department. How do you think they would handle this? You think they would look at this and think it was suspicious? How do you think they would go about investigating this?
Well, I'd have a whole hell of a lot more faith if it was being investigated in Boston.
It just feels like this has just gotten so swept under the rug. And based on who the guy is. Right. I mean, but I think now, once you start to acquire more information on it, you have these two type of individuals with the type of backing that they have are involved. I think it gives new life to the story. Absolutely 100%. I didn't think one second of this until you saw this.
Let's go to Matthew, who's in Arlington. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, guys. Hey. Appreciate what you do. I just think the last caller, I'd say that, you know, the lack of appetite to investigate this, I think, is coming from the law enforcement as far as, like, because of the love for Big Poppy. But from the journalist side, like, if you guys said, you know, maybe why don't we send somebody to spend 2 months in the DR? Like the last guy said, I mean, is this a story worth risking your life over? Like telling your wife and kids, like, oh, I'm going to go to the DR and might end up in a trunk over a story about Big Poppy. I just say no.
Yeah, but, I mean, to their credit, journalists do dangerous things all the time. Journalists, by nature,
they travel with soldiers.
Cover stories all the time that are dangerous.
Right.
They put, I mean, you know, I know there's like this attack on news media, fake news. Okay, they risk their lives to cover stories that are far less important than this one. Believe it or not, they do.
Right.
That's what they do. Their job requires it. That's what they sign up for. They do. They risk their life all the time. So I just think that is there an interest in it from the paper of record here? I wonder. Look who owns it. Who owns the newspaper?
John Henry.
Guy who might love David Ortiz more than any of us. It's a serious question. It's a conflict of interest.
The guy who sent a plane to get his ass out of there within 24 hours of being shot.
Hardy's microphone is down back there if we could turn it on.
Can I hear more of myself?
Did you see the disdain with which Dennis put my microphone on?
He's like,
oh, dude. Hardy,
I don't know. I can barely hear myself.
Well, turn your headset.
No, I hear you guys. You guys are booming loud.
I can hear everything fine.
No, especially when they did so much in the post-retirement with David Ortiz, with the street and the bridge and the signs and all that stuff, and to now...
Well, you'd have to take it down.
You know, have to admit that, wow, this story may not be as, the entirety of the story may not be as storybook as we'd like it to be after we've invested all this time and energy and money.
But it may be the other way, too, though, Hardy, as you said. Maybe someone tried to draw him into that, and he did not want to be drawn into that, and that's why there was a threat on his life.
That's how I'd get to framing it.
It very well could be
that
he wanted nothing to do with these people
sure,
and that lifestyle and refused to be, you know, dragged into that.
Yeah.
And because of it, that's why they were at odds with him. So it could work both ways. Just because he was, you know, at odds with this person doesn't mean he was somehow in a bad way connected to them. But I just don't feel like we've gotten answers. And there are just weird, strange coincidences that continue to happen, including this one yesterday. two former major league players that made tens of millions of dollars in their career are now caught up in an alleged drug ring with the guy who put the hit on David Ortiz. Let's go to Hill, who's in New Hampshire. Hill.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Hey.
All right, quick thought on this. I actually did a lot of research on it, too, and a touch-up on what you were saying. One of the things they'll do is gangs who think they can manipulate wealthy people who move to the United States from some poor areas, and what they'll do is they'll actually send you some pictures if they think they can do it of your family. It's kind of scary, playing in the yard and stuff like that, and they'll basically say, we know where your family is, and if you don't do what we want, you know, you don't help us smuggle or whatever the case is, then they do some death threats. So throw that up there.
By research, you did what? Watch the movie Traffic?
He's not there anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. So they did in Traffic?
I'm sure.
It's I like the one.
They did in Blow. I'll need pictures of your children.
I like the one in Boys in the Hood. What's the other one? The movie Shaughnessy. Watched with the rappers. Ice Cube and...
Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton. And the guy shows up at Jerry's house, the manager. Goes, really nice house you got here, Jerry. Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Movie references on point today from Zone. Alan in Florida. Alan.
Yeah, first of all, you guys are getting a little crazy with this.
Really, Alan?
Are we?
No. Yeah, the crazy
just
thing
turn,
about...
Turn your back, right?
No. Let me finish. We obviously know that the Globe is a disgrace. The Red Sox are a disgrace covering this up, but it's not because he didn't want to sell drugs. He was probably with the, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. Maybe if the Globe really wanted to know, they would send somebody. And by the way, Beetle, I wouldn't exactly want the FBI in Boston investigating either. Anyway,
and I'm the crazy one?
Oh.
No, what do you know mean? What I mean.
You got to explain.
Go back a few years. But anyway.
Whitey Bulger? Whitey Bulger and that? That?
Hello.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, it's very simple. He was with a woman, and everybody's covering it up. And, you know, I love David Ortiz. I did. I feel a little bit differently about it now, only because if it came out, if the truth came out. And,
but he's not with his wife, Alan.
I always,
so
I'm in Florida, and I always. What?
What's the big deal if he was with the girl if he and his wife are separate?
It's not a big deal if they came out and was honest about it. That's what I'm saying. Just come out.
That's not the issue, though.
Well, what's the issue? The issue is the truth. The issue should be the truth.
The issue is the truth, but I would say this.
You think somebody's going to shoot you?
It's not just the Red Sox and the and I don't think either one of them are behaving disgracefully. It's everyone. There isn't a news outlet in the city of Boston that I know of that has done any kind of connecting of the story that we just talked about at the top of the show to David Ortiz right now. Now, maybe they have, and there is no connection. But for
when you say
now,
news outlet,
like,
to me, the Globe is the news outlet in Boston.
There are more than one. They're not the only one.
Who's the other that really means anything?
Every television station. There are networks with Boston
but they
affiliates.
Don't, it's not the television station's job to go down to the Dominican Republic. Globe knows how to do a spotlight team. They know how to do cover Tom Brady's charity, all right. Let them go out and do this. There's no conflict of interest, is there? I think there's a huge conflict
like
of interest.
Major conflict of interest.
Major.
Major.
Yes. Significant one.
They don't want to dig anything up.
That's absolutely my point.
And if I was them, I wouldn't want to do it. This is my company or my paper, and that's my player that I hold with very high regard.
I
wouldn't want to know anything.
I stop anybody saying that they're a disgrace. The front page of the Globe this morning, they did a follow-up, a spotlight piece on secret courts. Read that thing if you want to be blown away by something.
I don't think they're a disgrace.
I think there's
a conflict of interest on this particular story.
I don't know. Shaughnessy says pretty much whatever he wants about the Red Sox, and he's still working there. A lot of the people do.
Yeah, it's different when you're talking about
it's so
a
obvious
baseball
and out
team
there
and what's
and in
happening
front of
on
you.
The field versus something that's a little more personal.
But this is, again, it doesn't have anything to do with the baseball team. This would not affect the bottom line of the Red Sox one bit in terms of ticket sales or anything
else. It's
about
money.
It's always about money. If you're talking
about
a conflict of interest.
Friend. I think it's about a personal friend.
A conflict of business interest.
Protecting a personal friend.
Is John Henry personally friends with David Ortiz?
Are they really friends? Yeah, I think so.
Do they take lunches together?
No.
Are they over at each other's house? They spend the night. Do they spend weekends together? I think you make too much of the conflict of interest thing when it comes to how how people are instructed either to cover the Red Sox or not. And even more so if you're talking about a personal story about David Ortiz, is still a big part of their brand.
How about
this?
Believe it or not, if the Boston Globe
did a comprehensive, in-depth piece and uncovered and blew the lid off the David Ortiz story, how many clicks would it generate? How many more papers would it sell?
Millions.
What are they interested in?
He doesn't need it.
The readership.
Brand. Their brand.
Advertising, money.
I don't think he'd want the Red Sox to take the hit on that.
No. He is the owner.
He's a Red Sox hero.
He's the owner of Disney World.
It's
David Ortiz
taking the hit. It's
Mickey Mouse got shot.
Look.
I'm with Zoe.
He's the owner of Disneyland. You're Walt Disney, and Mickey Mouse just got shot. And you know something's up, and you're going to do everything you can to not find anything out about it. And you're going to get Mickey up and running and get him back in that Main Street parade as quick as you can.
Well, where are we?
He's your brand. David Ortiz is the Red Sox. He is the Red Sox brand. He is the biggest modern-day star that we've known. It's not Manny. It can't be Schilling. Pedro, maybe. It's Pedro and Ortiz in my lifetime being here. I've been here since 1990, and that's it.
And he's directly connected to their legacy as Red Sox owners.
They've given him awards. They've given him plaques. They've named streets and bridges after him. You can't have anything bad come out on this guy. You will protect him. That's what they've done.
And John Henry would do it by telling people at the Globe you're not allowed to investigate and cover this story? You think that's happening? I do not.
Line item. Say another. Don't have the money for that.
Say another former player got caught up in something like this, but wasn't as big as David Ortiz. Would they send their plane down to get him out of the Dominican and get him up to Mass General? Or would they just do this for a guy
Which?
Like Ortiz?
What other players would they do that for?
Pedro?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a short list.
Very short. I think count them on one hand. Maybe Veritek. Like that.
He's important to the franchise. He's important to the team. But the Globe still operates as a separate entity.
But those guys are like Goofy and Pluto.
If you got good reporters and they're onto a story, and we've seen this happen in a number of different instances over the years in history, you got a good enough story, it's coming out. It may not be in the Globe. Who knows? For all we know, this is someone from the Globe did uncover this and gave it to a friend at the Houston Chronicle. I don't think that's the case, but a good enough story where there is an actual public interest to be served by getting the truth out there, the story tends to come out.
Hardy has headlines. We'll get you caught up on things. We're back. We've got more of your calls on this. Also, Chris Sale, the latest on his situation. The news was good from Dr. James Andrews. What is Chris Sale saying about it? That's on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody. You know, we're so quick to go down there and get his opinion because you know, he can do this blindfolded. So, you know, he checked it out and we got some better news. Obviously, not great news, but about as good as news we could get. So, you know, we rest maybe 4 to 6 weeks, get on a throwing program, and get back to it.
Were you given any assurance that there's no damage to the UCL?
Yeah, so there were, like I said, there was inflammation. We got around the PRP. Never done that before, so that was kind of an interesting process too. Like I said, we got a few dead days here for the next couple days, and then get back on some shoulder strengthening, some forearm strengthening, and start getting ready for a throwing program.
You can say with certainty that there's no tear in there?
Yeah, we're like I said, we had some inflammation. We're, like I said, got around the PRP and we roll.
All right, so that was Chris Sale yesterday. You heard the line of questioning. It sounded like Sean McAdam and then Dan Shaughnessy asking the questions there. And they asked him in two different ways.
So 100% certain there is no tear.
About certainty about no tearing.
Right.
And he said yes both times. That make you feel any better?
No, it makes me actually feel worse.
Why?
Because he could have a dead arm. He said, hey, we got a couple dead days here. We'll get back at it. Yeah, dead days for a dead arm right now. This guy's fallen off the same time for the last two seasons, and you've given him the type of contract you've given him. You're still sitting there entering spring training next year, crossing your fingers, having no clue how it's going to start for him. No clue. It makes me worry more that you went in and you look at it. Yeah, we don't really see any structural damage or tears or anything. You should be okay. You know what? Take it easy for a while, then we'll reevaluate it.
I don't know. Hearing
by the way,
say that there
we'll
is...
throw some platelet injections in there. He goes, that was kind of cool.
Hearing him say that there is no damage and no tear, and I've been assured that there is no damage.
Now, what have you been throwing at 80%? Now you can go out and cut it loose?
I don't know. It doesn't.
What if he can't cut it
loose? It doesn't some odd way make me feel like, okay, maybe it's not as bad as we thought it might be. Maybe. Maybe he's lying to us. I don't know. But just hearing him say that, no, there's no damage. It is just inflammation. That's all this is.
And how about Dombrowski? Very clear that this started Tuesday, people. Let's not forget that.
That would be proven wrong. The inflammation didn't just pop up on Tuesday to the point where you got to go see Dr. Andrews.
Not according to Dave.
That's sort of something that is, you know, builds up and happens over a little bit of time. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, you would think so. But you say it's not as bad. It's not as bad. What's worse? Having Tommy John right now, being out the rest of this season next year, and then coming back for spring training 2021, ready to go, and seemingly not going to have an issue with that arm anymore, or going through this year after year after year?
Especially with his body type. Like, he's not a big guy.
If he had a partial tear. But if there's no tear, you don't get Tommy John.
And if you had a tear, you would get Tommy John, and it would fix it.
Well, right, but he doesn't have a tear.
Right.
If you don't have a tear, you don't have Tommy John.
Okay, but you say that, oh, it's not as bad as we thought. I'm saying, this is bad. Every year he gets to a point where he can't pitch anymore.
He's your new
That's
Clay,
not
he's your
good,
new Clay
but that was already a problem.
I would like if they could somehow fix that problem.
Okay.
And if by having a tear necessitating Tommy John surgery, you therefore fix the problem, I would go with that.
Okay.
I would take that.
I understand
at this point.
That. I understand that. But he doesn't have a tear.
Right.
I get what you're saying because I understand the thought. And that was what I was thinking. I was thinking, okay, if there's a partial tear, if you're in the Tanaka territory, right? Oh, he's got fraying.
Right.
And there's
right.
partial tears. Well, if you have partial tears, go get it fixed. But he's saying there's no partial tear. He's saying there's no damage. He's saying that Dr. James Andrews said there is no damage. It is nothing more than inflammation. There's no tearing. There's no damage.
Then what he shut
if
down
that's
for?
The case, you well, because you have inflammation.
It's inflamed.
And you got to rest it
right.
to
right.
get that inflammation down. Mm-hmm. If there's no damage, you don't go get Tommy John.
Right.
You don't have a torn
UCL. I don't know. You sit there and look at this and look at the money that's owed to this guy, and he's supposed to be your ace and not feel great and feel good about it. I don't know how this is good news. I don't. Because based on the way he has pitched, and it's sort of a wasted year for him, right? You wanted to think, boy, there's something seriously wrong with him. Because what are you going to be on a pitch count moving forward? Like, he's the new Clay Buchholz. Like, you have to plan for him to not be there.
If he goes out either, you know, by the end of this season, which I don't think is going to happen, or next spring, if he goes out next April or May and he tears his UCL and goes for Tommy John, we can look back at this and say they were lying.
Yes.
There was a partial tear,
yeah.
and they lied to us.
Right. He should come out guns a-blazing.
Some are saying they're lying right now.
Yeah.
Which
Dan Shaughnessy is basically in his column today accusing them of lying without saying they're lying.
Okay. Matt said it yesterday. He said they're lying.
So
this guy should be shelved.
So there are people that don't believe they're telling the truth right now. I'm going to take him at their word with the right. I'm not going to get them in trouble. I'm not going to accuse them of lying because I don't know. But
team went deep
we're going to know.
Year, right?
We're going to know if they lied or not.
Team went deep last year, right? They won the World Series. We all know how he came out of the bullpen, how he helped you win. So they treated him with kid gloves to start spring training. So shelving him now, getting him right, giving an entire offseason, he should come out guns a-blazing in spring training and start the year 8-2. His first stint starts. He should mow people down and be 8-2 coming out of the gate.
Chris said, well, that's based on what?
Based on giving him the rest to get right.
Because he's not right right now. He wasn't 8-2.
Well, there's no tear, but he has inflammation. Fix the inflammation.
Did he have that at the start of the year?
Probably. And it never got better.
So.
No, it's like a guy tweaking a hamstring or getting a high ankle. And then you try and keep pushing him, and you're never right for the entire year.
I don't think Chris Sale deserves to be called a liar.
No.
Right? Chris Sale's always been sort of a straightforward guy. No,
he's on the record. He's on the record.
Like, I don't think Chris Sale deserves that.
Shaughnessy flat out.
Dave Dombrowski deserves that. Dave Dombrowski, you can catch him in a lie once a week. So he deserves that sort of second guessing. Chris Sale doesn't. Chris Sale said twice in the clip we just played, no. He said, have you been assured there's no tear? Yeah.
Then how could Shaughnessy and Mass say that then?
Well, that's their right to say whatever they want.
So then they're calling Chris Sale.
But I'm just saying, I'm not going to do that because I don't think Chris Sale deserves that. Sale's always been a straight shooter, at least in my mind.
Let's do it on the other side. If we're going to continue with this, I want to hear the sound again.
All right, we'll play it again.
Play it again.
Okay.
We'll play it again. We'll get back to your calls as well. So stay put. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, we're so quick to go down there and get his opinion because you know, he can do this blindfolded. So, you know, he checked it out and we got some better news. Obviously, not great news, but about as good as news we could get. So, you know, we rest maybe 4 to 6 weeks, get on a throwing program, and get back to it.
Were you given any assurance that there's no damage to the UCL?
Yeah, so there's inflammation. We got around the PRP. Never done that before, so that was kind of an interesting process too. Like I said, we got a few dead days here for the next couple days, and then get back on some shoulder strengthening, some forearm strengthening, and start getting ready for a throwing program.
You can say with certainty that there's no tear in there?
Yeah, we had some information. We got around the PRP and we roll.
Okay, he reiterated something twice there.
What?
We got some information and we got around the PRP. We got some information and we got around the PRP. What does that mean?
Well, here's...
That's how he answered. Can you confirm there was no tear? He was asked it twice, and he said the same answer both times.
But he said, yeah.
Yeah, he said, yeah. We got some information, and then we got around the PRP.
I think there's something else there. And
that's what I take
from it. And as I understand the process, whether it's David Price or whether it's Chris Sale yesterday, they have the MRI done. Then they take whatever data they have, you know, the film, so to speak, and they go down to Florida, and then Dr. James Andrews does, you know, the... Literally does it, you know, like an, you know, just an outside the body examination, and he looks at it and he makes his best determination. And is there anybody better than Dr. James Andrews? No. So I'm not saying the guy didn't know what he's talking about, but I think there always exists the possibility of something going on in there that you either can't discern from an MRI or from just an examination of touching and prodding and all that stuff. So the most I will say to anyone, whether it's, you know, Dan kind of alludes to today in his column, and I haven't read the whole thing, so I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but I heard Maz say yesterday on a couple of different occasions, no, I think he knows that, you know, there's a tear there, and he's not saying it.
I feel more unsure now after hearing that again.
Well, Let me ask you a question. I won't come out and say that Chris Sale or anybody else is lying about it. I think there could be, and there probably is, some more information that they're not sharing, and that could be, look, this might be the beginnings of a tear, something. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the PRP. We're going to do the shoulder strengthening. We're going to do the forearm strengthening.
Yep.
We're going to get you on a throwing program, and we're going to see where we are 6 weeks from now to say that there is, and that's what they're asking for. That's what those follow-up questions are about. Can you say, have you been assured there's no tear? And that's why I think Chris Sale is saying, like, yeah, we got some more information and blah, blah, blah. Do they 100% with that, with, beyond a shadow of a doubt, no? Because what Chris Sale doesn't want to do is come back 7 weeks from now and say, oh, yep, there was a tear there all along. Oh, did they screw up the rehab? No, the tear was there. Well, what the hell were you doing lying to us? He's leaving himself just enough room, as you would, I think, in a lot of medical situations to say, we think, but to be sure, until you go in there and actually look, that, then how do you really, really, really know?
Do you like a new truck?
Yes.
Definitive answer. Do you have a tear? Were you told you don't have a tear?
I got some information.
Sounds like we may have the beginning of a tear.
Well, guys have had PRP shots, and then they've gone and had Tommy John. And Brandon Workman is one of those examples. He had the shot in 2015, April, and then he had Tommy John 2 months after the injection. He had it later that spring. He didn't pitch for 2 years in the majors. So there are examples of guys who have gone and had the shot and then have gone on to add Tommy John. Because the shot is also sort of the what you get if you're going to try and get by without having Tommy John. It also can be used just for inflammation. It can be used for more than one thing.
Oh, it's the new elixir. It'll cure what ails you.
617-779-0985.
Platelet-rich plasma, now available in bottle form.
I'll have two bottles, please.
Guzzle it up.
Jamal is in Worcester. Jamal.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
You wanted to talk about the Ortiz thing earlier. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, first I got to comment on the guy that referenced Whitey Bulger there and John Connolly. I think it's funny. Yeah,
Allen in Florida.
John Connolly was, he was convicted 15 years ago, so... But no, I just wanted to say that it is the news station's job to cover it, but it's definitely, I agree with you guys, it's definitely a huge conflict of interest. Ortiz is a big story in a positive way, so if they go and report on a negative, it'd be bad. First time, long time. Love the show, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay,
Thank
you. Thanks, Jamal.
Send Jorge Quiroga down. Investigative reporters, right? They're guys for this.
I'll tell you, those
they
Globe,
got people camped out at Supercharged.
Those Globe because baseball writers also
you got one injury or two. Also now they were going to investigate everything.
The free
Why
trip.
Why don't you send somebody down there to investigate this?
The baseball guys also take the free trip to the charity golf tournament.
What would Pete do without that? And then you get your per diem.
Don't they?
You get a little per diem with that, too. Wink, wink.
Isn't that the deal? You know more about that than I do. You've told me about this.
I've heard stories, yes.
Yeah, so they don't pay to go? Is that the deal?
Oh, no, they don't pay.
Ortiz picks up the tab. Come down, cover the tournament.
I think that's nice.
We'll take care of it.
Like having a private golf cart just to shuttle you around and you could drive it everywhere in the complex? Come on, open tab.
Must be nice.
How about friends coming over?
The off season vacay.
Yeah.
Vinny's in North Andover on Chris Sale. Vinny.
Hey, how we doing?
Good.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey, so I don't see what you guys are alluding to. I don't see how there's anything more behind the scenes. The guy answered the question the first time, and then asked the same question, and he stated simply.
Why do you think Dan Shaughnessy followed it up with a simple question? Do you have a tear or not?
Right, and he answered the question saying no.
Identical to the way he answered the previous question.
And I've got my shot. And then he was asked the question again. I don't see... if anything, it's the media trying to.
So you take some. I got some information, and we got around the PRP as a definitive no.
I take that there was no tear as a definitive no. Yes, whether there's other things going on in there, that's obviously up for debate because there's inflammation for some reason. But whether there's a tear, I think he's answered the question there, and I don't see why he needs to be accused as a liar when. He's never done that. It's one thing when it's David Price. And I'm not saying you guys did. It's more with Maz from yesterday.
Right.
But people are accusing him of that, and I don't think that's fair to him to what he's provided to the organization at the end of the day.
Well, I understand that, too.
I'm with Vinny, because Sale's always been a straight shooter.
I understand that.
Like,
misheard. So I think you misheard. He didn't say information. He said inflammation.
Play it again.
Can I hear it again?
Play it
please?
Again.
I will play it again. Hang on.
Play it again.
Get back on some shoulder strengthening, some forearm strengthening, and start getting ready for a throwing program.
So you can say with certainty that there's no tear in there?
Yeah. We're like I said, we had some inflammation. We're So I got around the PRP and we rolled.
It sounds like he's saying both words.
Yes. It's almost like teenage drink.
He was quoted inflammation. Yes, we had inflammation. He said, can you okay. be sure say there's
like
no
he's
tear?
Slurring his, he's slurring his word there a little bit.
So like you can, you've been assured there's no tear. He said, yep.
We've got some inflammation.
We've got some inflammation. What Dan wants, anybody to be assured, you want to say, you've been assured there's no tear.
Chris Sale to say,
no tear.
No tear.
100% sure. And until he says that, I don't think they're going to be satisfied.
Like I like the point where I asked you, do you like your truck? And you said, yes. If you say, you know, I do, but I wish I didn't have the automatic running boards. And it's kind of, I like it, though. Like, that's not a definitive boy. Hardy loves his truck. It's sort of beating around the bush a little. Or getting around
I don't. I don't know. It doesn't sound like he's beating around the bush.
Dude, I can't go there. The most I can do is say that he's leaving a little wiggle room.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.